Are you tired of the ordinary? Does your life and business feel less than lit up? That Groundhog Day is still running the roost, I bet. If you are learning to embrace the maverick side of life, you have landed in the right spot. Join your host, Shari D. Teigman, in her Shari Rambles, as she explores the unorthodox side of things and challenges you to become the independent-minded person you've always longed to be. Take on that new business you've always wanted to try and make it bigger and better than you dreamed. Become a more self-confident partner and friend. Fill your life with light and laughter and learn to play outside the box. Shake things up. Your life can be more, and Shari knows what it takes to make those dreams a reality. So join in as we explore the adventures of life that you've always longed to live. It's time to get up, stand up, and do whatever you do best. This is The Shambles Show.
Welcome back for another episode of The Shambles Show. Today's episode, I'm going to teach you why the method to your madness of getting the results that you want doesn't matter. And actually, allowing the method not to matter is what can really change your business and your life. So there's an epidemic in the personal development and entrepreneurial space that I like to call the shortcut short circuit. Now, don't get me wrong. I obviously love the fact that people are so driven and motivated to create change and growth in their life. It's what I wake up every day to facilitate in myself and in others. But if we're constantly short-circuiting or looking for shortcuts, we end up stopping most of ourselves. I'd say 80% of the people stop themselves from actually ever achieving what they want to create in the first place. Now, let me explain what I mean by this. So let's start with boom, your eyes open one day and you want more for yourself, for your relationships, your body, your bank account, your business, your future. Mistake number one, there was no boom. I mean, no one wakes up on a Wednesday, checks their schedule and says, lunch with Bob or turn my entire life and business upside down. What should I choose? So let's be real. The boom is more a slow demise of the images you're trying to keep hard to hold on to or the pretend satisfaction that eats away in your day-to-day reality. So the boom can be that slow bleed of, I don't want to be working where I'm working, or my business is not fulfilling me how it is, or this relationship is not giving me what I want and I'm losing more and more of myself, or I'm watching the scale go up and I know that I should be in control of it, but I'm using every excuse under the sun to blame why I'm not stopping the runaway train. So that's if the boom comes from the inside. Or the boom, quote unquote boom, happens outside of you and you're left shell-shocked, surrounded by the shards of your former self with no super glue in sight. So this could be illness, breakups, redundancies, deaths, things that are out of your control. You know, these fun outer booms where you're left with a pile of shit that you now have to clean up. Now, I'm not going to say an inner boom or an outer boom, one's better than the other. However you want to see one, when it hits you slowly or in a quick moment, you know you've got to do something. So now that we're admitting that most of us truly delve into our personal and professional growth only when we just can't bear living Groundhog Day anymore, or the water's been slowly dripping on the rock that you called your reality has seeped through, or there's a big explosion, you're now left with a few paths in front of you. So the reason I bring up the inner and outer boom is because for me, truth-telling is the fastest way to get the results that you want. The more you're willing to take a look at the reality in front of you, the faster you can let go of the beliefs and labels that hold you stuck to the results that you have. So be honest. How long has this slow dripping going on? Or be honest, even if there was a big boom and you lost your job or there was a breakup, tell yourself the truth about the fact that you were probably feeling some niggly antsiness long before the quote-unquote boom happened. When you can start to trust yourself and say, okay, I allowed myself to ignore it for as long as I could, or what I like to call a boom because I want to blame everyone else, keeps you out of the victim mentality and in the driver's seat, even if you made a wrong turn. So now we've got to figure out the paths in front of us when we decide that we're taking another one. Path number one, you scurry back to safety, aka stuckness, aka your inner personal hell. So this one's not likely a path anymore if you're listening to me talk about this, because you've probably tried that multiple times without success, or it lasted for a little while and then you ended up wanting more again. So sure, we can go back to what we know for sure, spurts of time, put on a happy face and hope no one notices that we're holding our breath, but it gets old pretty fast. So let's say sayonara to path number one. Next, we have door number two, doing a little Vanna twirl with my hand in this little conversation. Path number two sort of looks like path number one in your mind, but it has different endings and different results. We do this because it allows our brain to want more out of life in all its areas, but it doesn't actually require us to do anything differently yet. It helps you admit in small doses that you want something more for yourself, which is huge. And it's also an impossibility. Even Einstein said, the definition of insanity is repeating something again and again, expecting a different outcome. Now relax. I'm not calling you insane in a bad way. We all have this one time or another, or if you're like me, about a million times, just to be sure. But it's a good path to find yourself exploring. So if you keep path number two, which is this stop and start, this let's try it again but end up in the same place, it's a good thing because you're building the muscle. It's a bridge to real sustainable change. It's you admitting to yourself that the old way just isn't what you want or who you want to be, which is awesome. You're freeing yourself from the shackles of this imaginary land. But you still don't have a clue what to do next, but that's perfect. You know why? Because every time you try something or every time you screw something up, your brain is recalibrating. Your reticular activating system is rebooting to start searching for new data. So there's no more Groundhog Day in your future, which is so exciting. So before you start celebrating the fact that you're starting to shift slowly, prepare yourself that this is when it can get a little bit sticky. So you now know what you don't know, want. You have an inkling of what you do want, but number one, you have no idea what to do next. And number two, you may also not know who the hell you are anymore, and that's the sticky part. So when you sit at the end of path number two, you expect to feel all wise and free, maybe even a little smug. But yet you probably feel more scared, small, and stuck than you did, cluelessly banging your head against door number one. So it's a great short-term feeling to see a new horizon for yourself, to stretch that rubber band, to be ready to have change, but then you start doubting if you're worthy to have more, if you have the ability to figure things out, if you have the stamina to see this through into the unknown, and your fear of judgment and rejection pop up if you truly step out of the cage and actually do what you say you're going to do. And likely number five, what will happen is you'll start doubting your hairstyle, because it's the sort of thing you'll busy yourself with changing when the whoppers seem too scary to touch, but you don't want to be stuck. Trust me, ask your hairdresser how many times he or she sees that deranged change look in someone's eyes at this stage. So the point of path two is that it gives you the courage muscle to actually believe that you can do something different and have something different, even if you don't know what to do about it. So it feels really good and then feels really, really bad, because there's no way to actually change on path number two. It's just your full inner admittance that the cabin doors are closing on your old life, and a way to help you wave goodbye without moving too quickly is to slam you into a brick wall. So I want you to know that you're very brave when you get up to path two, and it is part of the journey, but your results will not change yet, which is great, because you're going to get frustrated enough with yourself to actually start looking for path three. Take a deep breath. I wasn't going to leave you on path two. Relax yourself. So now we have path number three. Now, there's something funny about path number three. Depending on your view, it could be exhilarating as fuck or extremely confusing. Path number three is a choose your own adventure one, and this is the one I take myself on and my clients on a daily basis. Brace yourselves. It has no set rules or structure. It has absolutely no destination, and it's sometimes even difficult to remember where you started from, to measure the ROIs and the journey routes until you're further along on it. It's really the path of active surrender and of curiosity. It's a blend of messy, exciting, freeing, and empowering. And it's the path you find the bits of yourself you forgot were there, which are what we need to actually stick to something. It's the path that gives you the answers to why the boom, more like slow crash, happened in the first place. Place of growth, the lessons, and it mainly belongs to you. No one else can show it to you. No one else can guide you there, and no one else can clean it up for you. So passion and purpose come back on this path because it's like you're gathering pieces of yourself that you left in other places, which then builds a resiliency to mess up more than you'd believe because you're trusting yourself again and it becomes fun again. The view from the front of the path looks anticlimactic because the only thing to follow is your own voice in your head, which feels really scary because you probably haven't heard that in a really long time. But path number three is where you strip away the old voices. The teacher who told you you couldn't write, the sibling who told you you'd amount to nothing, the ex that convinced you you weren't the greatest thing since sliced bread. You are, by the way, and I can help you remember how and why. This is the path that takes the pain and fear away to reveal who you were meant to be. But only by going step by step in this one will you find out any of that. By messing up a lot, by taking detours that make no sense, by trusting people you would have skipped over before, and trying and tasting all of the goodness and madness as you go along. Here's where the short circuit happens, though. We don't like change. So when we're on path one or two, we bitch and moan about how much we want to change, and then we're on path three, being all bold and brave, and then we're like, oh crap, there's change in front of us. I am going to now climb into a hole and find a reason to make sure that I don't actually get what I said I wanted. I'm aware how many books and courses there are about the topic and how many people spend millions a year finding their way, but honestly, humans crave structure, habit, and safety. None of those exist when you're making change. So we're left here with a dilemma. How are we supposed to choose path three, which basically is choosing yourself, while also staying safe and structured? Shortcut, hacks, and templates. New structures that must work because someone with really good teeth and a soundtrack on their video series told you so. Putting the snark aside, there are tons of ways to skin the cat of change, but none of them will work if you don't. Stop worrying about which method to choose and leap into the madness. Don't throw yourself only into manifestation chants and green juices, nor belly flop into a 5 a.m. hustle and grind with bulletproof coffee and nootropics. They all work and they all don't. You, my dear listener, are the ingredient that needs to be in this cake. So instead of looking for a solution and a shortcut to growth, change, and success outside of yourself, when you are constantly looking like that, you're teaching your pretty little brain a dangerous lesson. You're teaching your brain that you are awesome at adrenaline rushes and quick fix, but you suck at follow through and following your intuition. You're teaching your brain not to bother listening to your new budding inner voice. That's learning and tilling the lay of the new land, but rather every Tom, Dick, and Harry who dangles the riches of fool's gold in a 10-page downloadable PDF or worse, a 10K retreat that you're worthy of putting on your Amex, snark is back. You're short-circuiting your growth and your success options as soon as you get scared to say, how the hell am I going to stick to this? Now here's the ironic part. Do you know what happened between path one, two, and three that you didn't get to realize yet? You started clearing the decks unconsciously and energetically for what you actually want. So I want you to take the time to do more of that. Instead of busying yourself with everyone else's path to kind of spin yourself around and land here anyway, spend most of your time figuring out what you don't want. Now, I know most of us can't do this solely on our own, which is why I coach people. But the path is led by you regardless of what coach, mentor, or community you lean on. It's not by someone else's way, method, or language. Learn to ask yourself better questions. Hire someone for you to show you what you can't see about yourself yet. Lean into the glory of not knowing and getting change a chance to rebuild without standing on a shorter line to get to a destination you didn't want. Stop making declarations and remember that this is your circus and these are your monkeys. So you can make it as weird and wonderful as you want to, but you have to go through, and that's when the path becomes yours, regardless of what method you can find, because if you're willing to stick to something, you won't believe how much easier it becomes to actually get the results that you want because you're not waiting for something from the outside to save you. So I hope that explaining the kind of paths that we go on, as well as explaining to you what roles the methods can play, use them as tools, don't use them as something to save you. You are the only one who can stick to something. So try things on, wear different hats, decide you're going to give yourself a time frame, and trust yourself more than anything, because that is where the resiliency grows, and that's where your gut intuition and your courage start to rise up inside of you so that you get clearer and clearer by the day. It helps you prioritize, it helps you follow through, and it starts to help you see what real results will look like that you couldn't have seen at the beginning of the journey. So I hope that this was helpful for you. I hope that it made sense to you. I hope I made you laugh a little bit. And I want you to remember that this maverick path belongs to you. So no matter how convincing everyone is from the outside, use what you know to be true for yourself and then go find the tools that you need, not the other way around. Have an awesome rest of your day. I would love if you would leave a review, leave a comment. You can come meet me over on my Facebook page. You can leave a review and subscribe over here on the podcast. You can shoot me an email at sherry@sherryteigman.com. Let me know what you thought of the episode. Let me know what your number one takeaway is, and I will see you on the next episode.
Thank you for listening to The Shambles Show. To learn more about Shari and her magic, head over to www.shariteigman.com. Shari offers one-to-one, group and membership level programs to take you from search, strengthen and spark in all areas of life and business. For more fun and wisdom, join the Maverick Rising Party group on Facebook. Meet you here for the next episode. Until then, let that inner maverick reign free.